Sagt der Heilige Mishna weiter, Masech des Chulin, Perik Dalid, Mishna Vav. Behema shenechtechu raglea, a behema, whose feet, that means the hind legs, were cut. Min rakuva ulamata, we'll soon see what that means. Kshera is kasher, meaning to say it's not treifa. Again, what does treifa mean? Treifa means that an animal has an injury where we know it won't be able to live for 12 months. But if it's cut min rakuva ulamata, from below the lower joint, that doesn't mean that the animal won't be able to live, and therefore it's still kasher. Okay, so what does this mean, min rakuva ulamata? Again, I wish you had a picture, but we'll do our best to explain it. When the Mishnah says raglea, the Mishnah means the back legs. Really, by an animal, it's all legs. The front is also legs. But the Mishnah refers to the two front legs as yedayim, like we learned earlier. And raglayim refers to the two back legs. If the back legs were cut off, sometimes the behema is treifa, sometimes not. It depends at what point the legs are cut. The higher up, the more chance it's going to be treifa. The lower down, the less chance it's going to be treifa. The back legs of the behema have three main bones. In between the bones, you have joints. There's the one at the bottom. That's connected to the hoofs. When they skin an animal, that's the first part that they skin. And that bottom joint, that bone, for whatever reason, that part, the Batanura explains, gets sold together with the head of the animal. If you go higher up, there's the middle joint. The middle joint, remember, a joint is where like the bones connect to each other, different bones. That's how the animal moves. The joint is like a hinge. So the middle bone, that's called the Etzem Hashak. Next to the area where the middle bone connects with the bottom bone is called Tzoymas HaGidin. Gidin are like strings. It's part of how the bones connect and move, sinews. And that's the place where many of them come together, like a junction. Again, that's called Tzoymas HaGidin. We're soon going to learn that if it's totally missing, the animal is also treifa. So like we said, in Eretz Yisrael, a tzomet is a juncture where roads come together. Here's where the Gidin come together. Gidin are used to tie the areas of a Sefer Torah together and to sew our tefillin. The Tzoymas HaGidin is right above the lower joint. Then there's the tap bone. That tap bone, that's by the thigh, that's called Kulyas, and that's connected with the bone of the tail. Now, the joint between the tap bone and the middle bone, and also between the middle bone and the bottom bone, in the Lashon of the Mishnah, is called arkuva. So really the behemoth has two arkuvos. There's the joint between the tap bone and the middle bone, and then there's the joint between the middle bone and the bottom bone. The Bat Tanura says that the tap bone is very hard to see by a behemoth, but by a camel you can see it when it lays down. Now, what's the arkuva that our Mishnah is talking about? It's talking about the bottom joint, where the middle bone connects to the bottom one. If a behema is cut from underneath this joint, from that point or lower toward the hoofs of the animal, the behema is kosher. If the leg was cut minu arkuva ulamayla, that means above the lower joint, then the animal would be considered treifa. So again, let's see our Mishnah. Behema shenechtechu raglea, if the feet were cut minu arkuva ulamata, if it was cut below the lower joint, kshera, the animal is still kasher, meaning it's not treifa, min rakuva lamata, but if one of the legs was cut above the lower joint, psula, then it's treifa. When it says here psula, it means treifa, and it's not kasher. V'chein shenital tzoymas hagidin. The same would be true if this tzoymas hagidin, where these strings come together, is totally not there. It was taken. And again, where is the Tzoymas HaGidin? Right above the lower joint. If that was removed, the animal is treifa. What's the word that's used when a bunch of roads come together? It's called a junction. In Eretz Yisrael, they say tzomet. It's like a junction. It's a junction of these strings where they come together. That's called Tzoymas HaGidin. And again, where is it? Right underneath the middle bone. There are many other pshatim here in the Gemara, exactly how to teach the Mishnah, exactly where the Makim HaPsul is, but we gave you the general information in the first pshat of the Bat Tanur. Weiter sagt the Mishnah. Now we're going to deal with a different shaila. we're not going to deal with a problem with the legs in terms of treifa. But if there's a limb that is dangling from the behemoth, even if it doesn't make a treifa, the animal could still live for 12 months. But if it's not totally connected to the animal during the shechita, it doesn't become mutter with the shechita of the animal. Sok the Mishnah weiter. Nishbar ha'etzem. If the bone broke, let's say this bone that is underneath the joint. So the animal is not treifa. The shaila is that part included in the shechita? Do I say it becomes mutter when the animal is shechted? So the Mishnah says, here's the rule. Im roiv habasar kai. If the place where the break is covered with skin and meat throughout most of the thickness of the bone and most of the way around. So that bone, despite the fact that it's broken, it's still considered connected. Connected enough that the shechita makes it mutter. Now you need two things. You have to have most of the bone covered, and it has to be covered most of the circumference. In other words, you could have, if you want to add up how much meat and skin there is around the bone, I could say I have most. But lemaisa, there's a whole side of this broken bone that doesn't have any meat there. The bones aren't exactly round. So it's larger on one side, and that side has the meat and the skin. So technically, if I look at the whole bone, most of the meat is here. But you still have a whole side that's empty. The smaller side is empty. That's not good. You have to have roiv kefei most of the way around, and in addition to covering most of the way around, you have to have roiv of the basar that's supposed to be on this bone. So again, nishbar etzim if the bone is broken. Im roiv habasar. If most of the meat that goes around the place of the break, kayim is still there, shchitase metarasai, then the shchit of the behema helps for this aver. It's considered connected to the guf. But v'im lav, if I don't have most of the meat on the broken bone, ein shchitase metarasai, the shchit of the behema is not matter the aver biachila from the point of the break and down. That's considered a dangling limb, which doesn't become mutter with the shechita of the mother. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah that an aver that is not connected or is dangling doesn't become mutter with the shechita. It has to be connected to the mother during the time of the shechita. In addition, sometimes when an aver is cut off, it makes the animal treifa. We learned that the back legs of the behema have three bones, top, middle, and the bottom. In between the bones, there are joints. Mishnah calls the joint arkuva. The bottom one is connected to the hoof, the bottom bone. Then there's a joint that's called the arkuva atachtoina that connects the bottom joint with the middle joint. The middle joint is called the shoik. Then there's the arkuva holyoina, the top joint. And there's the bone on top. That's really part of the tail. That's the yarech or the kulyos. We also learned about the tzoimas hagidin. It's like a junction of different strings of these sinews, it's called, that come together. That's underneath the middle bone. Starts a little bit underneath the bone, and it works its way upwards. If an animal's hind legs are cut below the lower joint, it's still kosher. It's not treifa. But even if one of the back legs was cut above the lower joint, it is pasul. And for that matter, if the tzaymas hagidin was taken away, it's not there. Again, the tzaymas hagidin is just above the lower joint. If that was removed, the animal is treifa. So there's nothing to talk about. Shechita is not going to help for nothing in terms of making it mutter biachila. But let's say a bone is broken. It wasn't cut. The bone is broken. Completely below the lower joint. But this leg is still attached. It has skin. It has flesh. So it's not treifa. But is the leg included with the animal when you shecht it? It depends. If a majority of the flesh around the break is still there, we explained it has to be around the area, and you have to have roif. Then it's considered connected, even though it's broken, and the shechita is mitayrit. If not, if I don't have roif basar, then the shechita is not effective for this particular limb.